Red Film Radio.
Having spoken with director Bruno Gascón, we now speak with Ana Moreira, who plays the lead role in the film Sombra, which was again screened at the BCN Film Festival in Barcelona in Spain. Ana, welcome to the show.
Hello, Matt. Thank you for having me.
So it's a pleasure. And we're going to be talking about Sombra, the film where you played the lead role. And that's the role of the mother whose child disappears. And the film is a powerful exploration of grief. And we'll be talking about it all in more detail as we continue. But just to kind of start off, I'd like to know about the genesis of this project for you, and just simply ask you, do you remember what your first response to the screenplay was when you read it?
Well, first of all, it took about more or less 2, 3, or 5 meetings with the director Bruno, where he talked to me about the movie and the character. Very slowly, I think, because he didn't want me to be scared of the journey I would have to do to make this character before he gave me the actual script to read. So we had a few informal meetings where he talked about his ideas, where did his will to do this script, to tell this story came from. About the families who have lost their children who were disappeared, about these cases. And then finally he gave me the script, and I was amazed because it was a really strong script right there on the paper. And it was a bit scary, but at the same time it was a challenge. So I had no doubt that it was like a really, it's a gift for any actor to play such a role. So I was really, really happy to do this movie.
Was there anything that you could initially connect with as far as your character was concerned?
Well, I think more or less everybody can understand losing someone somewhere in their life, either by just, you know, life, by losing, I don't know, family member, or just stop speaking with someone that disappears, that goes away, a friend, maybe a boyfriend or a girlfriend. So that kind of stuff of losing someone that's not there in your life anymore, and the hurt that comes with it, you can identify with that. It's not the same thing, obviously, as losing a child or having a child missing and not having a conclusion where or know where he is. But it's something that you can relate.
Yeah, exactly. But is it difficult to sort of inhabit that space of grief for the length of time during which you were working on this film? Because it's several days in which you have to inhabit this psychological space.
Yes, it's difficult. It's not a happy place to be.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to do your research, and we did that. We talked with some families, especially the mothers, who have similar cases, and to know a little bit about the emotional place where they are, the emotional journey they've been through. And as an actor, you have to use your intelligence. You have to use your imagination. You have to use your own emotions, and you have to work alongside the director and with your fellow actors to build the character. So, it was a long journey, but I felt very safe with the director, with Bruno, that he knows very well what he wants, and he's really protective of his actors. So I felt very, very cherished at the same time. So
yeah, I did speak with Bruno, actually, and he said that it was a very active collaboration, and that you guys really, the two of you really worked together to bring this character to life.
I mean, during the shooting, it was, and with the crew and the other actors, it was a happy shooting. But the movie is not, is not that happy, but I mean, at the same time, it's a story about love and about hope, and it has some light into it. So it's not only about suffering and pain.
Yeah. This is interesting because we talked earlier about how you kind of try to draw something from previous experiences of loss, not the exact same ones as the character that you portray in the film goes through, but similar situations. But I was also thinking about your filmography a little bit, and I was thinking whether on a psychological level it helped you to work and play the lead role in a film like Trance from 2006, where you played the role of a woman who actually gets kidnapped and sold into sexual slavery. Because it almost seems to me that in this film you got to be on the opposite side of a similarly terrible situation.
Yes. Well, they are two different characters, very different. It's and very distant in time. One was in 2006 and this is now. I didn't go, it's really far away from me right now, Trance. So I didn't go there, really. So I have the tendency to play some, difficult roles. But, it's the directors who write it, not me. So, so, but no, Trance was not at all a starting point for me. It was really the research that Bruno did and told me, and the one that we did together, that it was like something new. And the thing about the boys who are kidnapped and trafficked, it was, I think it was a different kind of universe, world, right. Or, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a different thing.
Now, Anna, I asked this same question to Bruno earlier, and given the nature of this film, I'd like to ask you as well. So given the difficult themes dealt with in the film, from human trafficking to child kidnapping and so on, do you feel that a film like this can help actuate change in some way?
Yes, I think so. I mean, cinema can be a way for you to organize your reality and discuss and debate the themes or the questions that are that you are preoccupied with, you know? So if it's something that you want to dive in and you are interested to tell about, in an honest way, if you want to say that, I think that fiction film can help with that and can help people also,
To return to the actual working on this film, I spoke with Bruno, and he actually told me that it was made during the pandemic times. So it was kind of as if you were working in a bubble. He used that term, which I've been thinking about since then. And I thought to ask you then, do you think that also contributed or even helped in some way to the feeling that your character feels? I'm thinking of those scenes where you're immersed in water and it almost feels like you're in your own bubble too. Do you feel like that contributed to the finished product, if we can say call it a product? It's a terrible term. The finished film.
Okay. The movie was shot at the end of 2019, so almost at the start of the pandemic times. And we shot in a city called Viana do Castelo. It's in the north of Portugal, a beautiful city. And most of the crew and everybody is more or less from Lisbon or nearby. And we were all together in that city. The thing is, when you shoot away from your home, you concentrate only on the movie. You don't have to worry about your everyday life. So you live and breathe and think the movie. And you create a bubble. And yes, that helped a lot to work, to create the character. And at the same time, you feel locked in that bubble. So there's really no place to go. So I think that helped all of us during the shooting.
And also reflect that feeling of helplessness that your character feels?
I think so, yes.
And finally, actually, while we're on the topic, I wanted to ask you, because these have been challenging times for everybody, including for the arts and, of course, the film industry, how you have been handling these current times as an artist and as an actor. Have you been able to stay active and creative?
Well, more or less. It's been difficult for everybody. But we have hope, and I continued working, doing theater. We have, as many theaters have, online transmission. So we continue to rehearse and to do the plays. I did some shootings, but you know, for the actors or the professionals that work in culture, it's been really, really tough because we don't have really no support from the Minister of Culture. Things are not well between the professional sector of the arts and the Minister of Culture. So it's been really tough because it was already a really fragile profession.
Yeah.
So, and now it's even worse, but everybody is struggling and everybody is supporting one another, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, exactly. I just out of curiosity, you mentioned doing some live stream theater, and I've never actually been able to ask anybody, but it has been sort of an option that actors have worked within for this past while. But how do you find that experience? Because you don't have the audience response, but how do you feel working within this format?
It's really strange.
Yeah.
It's really strange because we rehearse at a theater, we tape, record at a theater, the plays, but we don't have the audience, and then you don't know anymore if this is theater, if this is cinema, what is this? So it's really strange, and we miss the audience a lot.
Right.
We do.
Do you feel like this is something that will continue to happen even after the pandemic times? Do you feel like it somehow represents the future?
I don't know. Theater is really different, and I believe that people enjoy going to the theater and see the live plays and the actors live. So I don't think that something is going to change after, hopefully, that the pandemic ends. So I think when this is over or better and the theaters are open again, that people are going to come again to the theater.
Right.
We are not going to lose that.
Yeah, and hopefully that'll be sooner than later.
Yes.
That these places get to reopen.
Yes.
Anna, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.